Moving on, Syrians have held a pro-government demonstration in the central province of Hama. The demonstration was staged a day after the Syrian president announced his candidacy for the June 3rd presidential election. Demonstrators waved Syrian flags and held up posters of President Bashar al-Assad and his father, former president Hafez Assad. They also expressed support for the Syrian army following major gains against the al-Qaeda-linked and foreign-backed insurgents. On Monday, President Assad officially declared that he will seek another seven-year term in office. The poll will be Syria's first election since a constitutional amendment changed the old system of referendum on a single candidate. Our correspondent Ala Ibrahim joins us now from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Ala, welcome to the program. Bring us up to speed on these demonstrations, what they implicate amidst the military gains on the ground by the Syrian army, and about their timing with Bashar Assad's announcement of participation in the presidential poll for a third run in office.
Well, the demonstration, as you said, they are gatherings of people that they are demonstrating in support, actually, of President Assad's choice to run for re-election in the upcoming elections, in which he is expected to win it by a very huge margin with his closest like contestants. At this point, I think the demonstrations are not directly related with the military gains on the ground. They are related with the fact that they feel that at this point, many Syrians feel who are government loyalists or supporters of the Syrian government, they feel that their choice have managed to triumph over the past years. Now, since the beginning of the unrest in Syria, over 3 years ago, we've heard statements from all the key leaders in the world, starting from the United States all the way to the United Kingdom, France, many regional and Arab countries, saying that there is no longer place for Bashar al-Assad to be the president of Syria and he should step down. But right now, 3 years into the unrest, Assad is running for re-elections and he's proving to be gaining more and more popularity across the country in light of the course of events that witnessed by the country and the fighting on the ground and how it's developing on a daily basis. So I think these demonstrations are an indication of the imminent victory that we will be seeing, a landslide victory that many are expecting for Bashar al-Assad in the upcoming presidential elections due to be held on the 3rd of June this year.
Thank you very much, Ala. Press TV's Ala Ibrahim speaking to us from the Syrian capital, Damascus.